morning, good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. It is 8:34, and we're brought to you by Arnold Moore and the Camp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And today we have Miss Lisa, and we have Miss Zahn here today from our very favorite community group. It is Bartlesville Regional United Way, and it's because you touch so many different agencies, so many different people, and a lot of people know how to live united these days thanks to your fine work. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Tom. We're doing really well today. We're excited about the warmer weather because it's going to get cold.
Yeah. Well, eat it up today, kids.
That's right. That is right.
Because you're going to have to heat it up tomorrow.
Oh, are you here all day?
Try the veal.
Yes.
How you doing, Katie?
I'm doing great.
We've got a change for a change coming up for the holidays. What's going on, ladies?
Yeah, so we are taking advantage of the warm weather today. So we will be out in the community, mainly downtown Bartlesville, and we will be passing out our change for change buckets.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to be dropping those off to about 15 different downtown businesses. It's something that we did last year, and we're bringing it back this year for the holiday season.
So how does this work?
Well, if you're at one of the downtown businesses that are proud supporters of the United Way, you have some change or bills in your pocket that you feel led, we would love for you to make a donation. Every single penny counts. But, you know, some people don't have change. They use a card, so that's when they can text to give at, I got to make sure I get this right, text BREW to 41444.
That's a lot of fours.
That's a lot of fours. So we are, you know, this has been something we started a couple of years ago, and we're excited to do it again. It's kind of a competition between some of the downtown businesses, and we're just grateful that they're willing to allow us to come in and do that.
How are things going with our friends down at God's Chosen Chicken Sandwich, Chick-fil-A?
Well, I think they're going great, and we're really still wanting people to go out and buy some cookies at Chick-fil-A because they have generously done for the month of October Cookie for a Cause, and we'll get 10% of all the proceeds from those cookies. And if you haven't had one of their chocolate chip cookies, they are really, really good.
So good. It's a good way to chip in.
You are on fire today, Tom.
Full of nickels, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, so I would, if you're going through the drive-thru to get a chicken sandwich, which are super yummy, or their nuggets, just add on a cookie and help Bartlesville Regional United Way, which in turn impacts about 35,000 individuals in our service area.
Through our partner
agencies.
A little sweetness goes a long way.
It really does.
So really, really, really consider that when you're going through the drive-thru, which, by the way, you're only 90 seconds away from a blessed day when you do that.
Exactly.
Good Lord, man, that is fast.
They have that down to a fine art form, and I think some other people in our nation could learn a little bit from the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
It's friendly and it's fast.
It's right. That is right. And Chase, who is the owner of this one in art, is just such a great guy. He's so giving. He's so involved. He has a great family. So we're really lucky to have him and his family and Chick-fil-A in our community.
Indeedy. Now, we've got some news on Pacesetter. What's going on there?
Yes. So for those who are wondering, typically this is when we would start planning our Pacesetter event. It's an event that we usually use as a thank you to those who have donated $500 or more. And we've decided that due to COVID and just kind of how this year's going, that we're going to postpone that, and we're going to move it to July or August of next year to really kind of use it as a great kickoff for next year's campaign. That was a decision that was made with Lisa, with Sarah and Brian Freeman, who are our current and next year's Pacesetter chairs. And they really wanted to kind of turn that event around and make it a high impact start to next year's campaign.
Okay. So next year it is going to be awesome.
It is.
We'll just have to be patient to get started.
Well, and you know, the definition of Pacesetter is leading the pace. So initially when Thad Satterfield was the director and he initiated this is what they did. They allowed They did a kickoff in the summer to just kind of prepare people and urge them to go ahead and donate so that they could lead the pace. And we're going back to our roots and going to Sarah and Brian are fantastic individuals in our community, and they give so much, and they've graciously allowed us to have them not only this year but next year for the chairs of Pacesetter.
And we are talking with Bartlesville Regional United Way. We have Lisa Clary here, and also we have Katie Zahn with us here today. A little hats off to two groups who kind of came together. And I like it when there's collaboration in a community to help, you know, resolve a need in the community.
Absolutely. So Mary Martha Outreach and Salvation Army came to me as actually last year and said, next year for our winter coats, we want to collaborate. And of course, I was extremely excited about that. And they realized that kids weren't getting coats early enough, those kids that don't have them. So they decided to do it early. And with the generosity of P66 and PSO, our COVID-19 grants, we were able to utilize some money for that. So again, we've dispersed almost $340,000 to our community, to 50 different organizations. And they thought they were going to have about half, only have to buy like 200 coats. They ended up over 400. And they are brand new coats. It's a remarkable collaboration. I know they have other sponsors that they helped.
I remember when they came in and made an appeal here on Community Connection, they were happy to get this thing going. They were really gung-ho about going, but they had, the unknown. You know, how well is this going to work? This is the first time doing this. And you know something? Whether there's will, a little bit of faith, and also some great neighbors.
Absolutely.
It all does come together.
It really does. We joke about live united, but that is truly living united.
That's an example right there.
It really is. And they're both great organizations. We're very lucky to have them as our partner agencies.
Great. Now, Katie, you seem to know all this stuff about connection and meeting points and stuff like this. When it comes for, people trying to find out where Bartlesville United, Regional United Way can be found.
Yes.
Physically and electronically and out there in the ether and everything else. Lock us in.
Yeah, so, as you know, this year's a little different, so we're having to kind of switch the way that we do things. We're going virtual heavy, so we would love it if you could give us a like on our social media pages. Our Facebook page, we tend to share a lot of partner agency news, so that's a great way to kind of see what's going on in our community. And if you would like, you could give us a like at Bartlesville Regional United Way on Facebook. And you can also follow us on Instagram, and that is at Bartlesville UW. But you can also check out everything that we have got going on our website, which is BartlesvilleUW.org. Or if you really want to, you can stop by the office. We are at 415 East Silas Street in downtown Bartlesville. And you can give us a call, 918-336-1044.
Now, I just had somebody you might know, Chuck McCauley, in here yesterday. Of course, we were talking about schools and stuff like that. But how are we doing with the McCauleys and everyone else with our campaign?
We are making progress.
That's great.
We really are. I am super excited about some of the tentative campaigns, internal campaigns, what they've generated. We don't get some of those reports until end of year, but last week we sent out a retiree letter, and we have already received over $30,000 from the retirees. So thank you to those who have given. If you were a retiree from ConocoPhillips or Phillips 66 and you didn't get a letter, please contact us. You can even email me at lisa@bartlesvilleuw.org. Those companies still match the dollars that retirees donate to us. So those are huge, and we are very thankful and grateful for not only the companies, but those individuals who still want to help us throughout our campaign season.
And you know, what a wonderful culture that's been developed at P66 and also CLP. It's wonderful. Great community spirit. And it even follows the retirees, even they're no longer working with them. That is just amazing.
It really is unique. And it's so encouraging to have have companies that really are invested in the communities in which they operate, and they don't, they look at the big picture of our communities and are willing to give back, and we're very, very thankful for them.
Thanks, Uncle Frank.
Yes. Yes, it was his vision over 80 years ago to have what we called community chess back then, but it turned to the it was United Way. So he was a really huge person to get this going, and we have all been blessed by what he did, and the culture he set in those companies is still living today.
Now, we call this Bartlesville Regional United Way. We cover a pretty good region, don't we?
We do. So we cover Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties. So we also have a reach kind of far up into Kansas, too.
That's good.
Through our partner agencies. And I think that's something that people kind of, they forget that we help our partner agencies, which are very local. We do have the Boys and Girls Club in Nowata. But the reach that they have goes so much farther than what we are able to do here just through the Bartlesville Regional United Way. Mm-hmm. So really, your dollar goes so far and helps so many people throughout so many cities, areas, counties, that you just never know how far your dollar is going to go.
You know, you mentioned the Boys and Girls Clubs in Nowata. A lot of building, a lot of growing going on over there. And a lot of that couldn't have been possible without a lot of help from a lot of people.
Oh, I'm so excited for Nowata and for the Boys and Girls Club. They have been operating in a building that has had some challenges, just to say the least.
Oh.
So the work they do, though, every single day in Nowata is just the heartbeat of that community. So when Tri-County and them partnered, I was super excited for not only the Nowata residents, but they have kids from the outlining communities, too. So no town deserves it more than Nowata, in my opinion. They are doing some good stuff there, and I'm excited to see that new building.
Yeah, me too. You know, it's kind of mixed emotions. I think Lindell Fields had a video on his cell phone of the record ball.
Yeah.
The old building. It's like, wow, that's kind of a historic old building, but boy, you really need to come down.
Yes, but I loved the basketball court. It was that
so
old school. But you know what they did in that building, even though it was less than what we would need, it's just amazing the lives they changed. And that's with all of our partner agencies. They're really making an impact in people's lives and changing people for the better.
So, Katie, if I have a dollar or two that's burning in my pocket, how do I give to United Way?
Well, starting today, you will be able to go shop downtown and see some of our Change for Change buckets. So you can put a dollar in there, you can put quarter, nickel, whatever you have. Like Lisa said, every penny counts. So you can donate that way. But if you don't seem to carry cash on you, you can text to give. And that is texting BRUW to 41444. Or you can go to our website, BartlesvilleUW.org, and you can click the orange donate button.
Thank you, ladies, for being with us today on Community Connection.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty, we'll be back with more in a moment.